Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Super. Hi, I'm Andy Kwan, and with me as always is Kieran Bodleson.
Hello.
And also is Liam Dunn.
So recently, this past week or so, I've been working on and off at a post-production house called Halo down in Soho in London.
Halo, Halo, Halo!
Great. And they're a company, they've done post-production for the new Paddington film.
I like how you said hello. Nice to see you guys. Just went
they
off
did the post-production for In Between Us 2, all sorts of different things. Anyway, so a guy that I've been working with recently, his name is Michael. And I'm not going to lie, every time I had to say his name, there was JBL in the back of my head going, Michael! You don't know how difficult it is when you're in a professional environment and yet every time you have to say, Michael, and you've just got it in the back of your head, you're just desperate to say, Michael! Michael! No, Michael! It's literally, I thought I had like Tourette's or a stutter or something, because I'd be like, Michael, yeah, and just every time I said his name, JBL was in the back of my head. So, yeah, thanks, John.
Hi, Liam.
Hi!
But, I mean, like, it's like whenever someone, like stuff comes up at 9.99, I literally want to go, Michael Cole, God damn it, you fucking prick. And then, you know, I'd get fired.
And then you get ejected from the building.
I can just imagine Andy at his weekly shop at like Asda or Walmart or something, and it's just a girl just behind the till.
Who's he feeding? Just himself?
He actually has a family. He has a litter. Andy does. He has a litter,
They don't eat a lot. If it's 9.99,
but he just goes to like Walmart and there's a girl there. He just goes, bring
Walmart. Bring.
For Americans, Morrison's. Keelan. For Americans, Keelan. Americans. Got to think internationally here. She's going, bring. That's $9.99, please. And Andy just goes, nan, Michael Cole. Just in the middle of the shop.
Store. It's Americans, Liam.
I see what you did there.
Seahawks! Anyway, moving on. I wouldn't go, nan, Michael. Because if I did, no, because I wouldn't be able to talk to the girl.
This is true. We were assuming you can actually talk to females in this universe.
So literally, I'd be like,
how's the streak going? By the way, I forgot to ask.
I don't know what number on now.
Because literally, the streak is far more fascinating than anything in wrestling at the moment.
You know what? That's pretty true, to be honest.
If you actually streaked, you might break the streak.
No, you fucking wouldn't.
I know.
streak by 1,000 days.
Do you have first-hand evidence of why this is funny?
How do you know why people be running away from me naked?
Yeah,
because he actually has a mangina.
Oh, I get it.
You see,
there's a mangina with man tits.
The stripper liked you though that time when you paid her money.
Does that count?
Sure.
So the streak is over.
No, your penis actually has to penetrate a vagina for the streak to end. Potentially a bum, depending if you decide to go gay or not, if you're that desperate for the streak to end.
Does it have to be human?
Yes!
I read an article today.
That's a very
today.
Good question.
I read an article today about two people that slept with dolphins, right? And they were the two dolphins that were basically raped by humans, even though they thought they were in like dolphin relationships. Later on, the dolphins committed suicide by refusing to breathe because they were depressed.
Because they got raped. That's not a rape joke. I mean, literally, like,
it's reality.
You probably wouldn't be exactly happy if you got raped by. Can you imagine like a giant like ass lion just mounting you?
No, not really, Liam.
No. Didn't really think about that.
Here's a different question. Is this getting weird? What if how?
Come any worse than the rimming.
Shut up! What if it was a lady's backside?
What?
happens if, what happens if, like, if it's a lady?
So you're telling me in this fictional universe meet a girl who's more interested in doing anal first time than actually going straight?
Yeah, so
if that breaks the streak, would that count?
Why, have you done anal recently?
No, I haven't, no.
I don't know why we're doing these hypothetical scenarios, but...
Yeah, well, this is, we're acting as if he will break the streak.
I think that counts.
We're acting as if he will. If? What if? What the fuck? What do you mean if, you fucking asshole?
No, that's what you want to do.
No, it's just hypothetical, fuck. Yeah, it is a hypothetical, fuck. Anyway, the point is...
What about ears? What about if you penetrate ears? Does that count? Or nostrils? What if you did lots of cocaine?
Who is he shagging? Dumbo?
What's that middle bit of your nose like cocaine addicts do sometimes? Does that count if you, like, nostril it?
Oh my god, what the fuck is happening? Seriously?
It's hypothetical.
Next he'll be saying, if you rip her eyeballs out and you fuck her sockets, does that count?
Alien, too far.
Daniel Bryan will face Roman Reigns at Fastlane with the WrestleMania stipulation, basically meaning that, oh, howdy, hey, hey, if Daniel Bryan wins, he's going to WrestleMania instead of Roman Reigns, and if Roman Reigns wins, howdy, hey, hey, it's still going to be Reigns versus Lesnar.
Yeah, this is just a setup so Roman Reigns can kind of redeem himself. He's still going to WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan's not going to WrestleMania.
No, I mean, it's pretty much Vince has come out basically and said he's not going to be in WrestleMania. We can't do the same thing twice in a row. They can't just crowbar him in, make it a triple threat and have him win again. And in a way, I actually do agree with the guy. I think we can't, that can't happen because it's
you are stupid.
It's too much of an easy way out. And I don't actually think the fans would appreciate that.
At this point, I don't want Daniel Bryan because there's been that much backlash. I'm actually rooting for Roman Reigns. I feel sorry for him.
Nope.
This is interesting because we were on Bite Size and we were pretty much ripping into Roman Reigns. And we've got Keelan who seems to be a supporter.
Well, I've just been like listening to it for so long. I've had to write about it for the past couple of weeks. It's just annoying. Like,
yeah, but...
I just want to troll everybody. Roman Reigns is awesome.
Fuck off. But the problem is that if you're going to have Daniel Bryan in this match and have no intention of doing that, you're basically making Roman Reigns destined to fail.
Well, he has to turn heel. Like, if he wins, he's turning heel.
But then what does that mean for WrestleMania? We can't have a WrestleMania with two heels unless they turn Brock Lesnar into a babyface.
Lesnar's already been turned, though, like when he broke his rib and he was all vulnerable. And like, Lesnar could be a face at the drop of a hat. He's just, he isn't already. Like, it depends who he faces. People love him.
It's so dumb. Everything about this is stupid. There's nothing good about it at all, remotely. So dumb. Right. Don't even include Bryan if you don't want fucking Bryan. If you don't want Bryan in the main event at WrestleMania, don't involve Bryan in the main event picture. Why? It's common sense.
To me, I think this feels like the writers or whatever, that it's kind of, to me, it's them trolling the fans. Like, oh, you want Bryan? Okay, well, we're going to dangle this carrot of hope in front of you and purposely snatch it away.
It's this kind of shit that kills fucking companies or turns away fans. This is the dumbest fucking thing they could have done. The first dumbest thing they ever did was say, Brian's coming back for the Rumble, and then he doesn't fucking win it and gets eliminated at fucking 15 or whatever the fuck number was. And then now it's like, oh, hey, he could be in the main event of WrestleMania. It's like, stop it. Stop it. If you have no intention of having this guy in the main event, do not fucking include him in a match where he could be in the fucking main event. It's common fucking sense. You just, like, you want people to boo Reigns. Or you want Reigns to fail now. Just what the fuck are you doing? This same dickhead, Roman Reigns, said that he invented punching. Punching! This guy's a tit. He's just a terrible human being. He's not remotely likable. He just screams, bleh, and that's it. That's all he does. And does a punch. He's terrible. He can't talk. He fucking... Even The Rock couldn't save his fucking ass. Just Stop with this Roman Reigns shit. It's failed already. You're going to bury him. He's going to be fucked. He'll walk into Mania and, like, everyone will boo. And Lesnar's going to, like, lose because he's on his way out. And fuck it. This whole thing's a mess.
Well, okay. So before we move, keep going, there's something that I kind of want to address. There's, and it's linked to this. We did Supla Bite Size a week ago. For those of you who don't know the Supla Bite Size, go on to supla.com. Or even our YouTube page. We have a shorter version of the Supla that we do every 2 weeks. It's a half hour one. It's just me and Andy. And we went into our thoughts about the Royal Rumble because that was the first show that we did post Royal Rumble. And like most fans, we didn't really have the best things to say about the event. But we had a guy, and his name, or their name, should I say, is Jay and Laura something,
Barry.
Right? Larry, the cousin of Barry. Exactly. Anyway, they come on and they post this, and this is, I'm not lying, this is like a full paragraph here. So just indulge me for a moment and let me tell you it. OMG, you idiot fans need to stop trashing on Reigns so effing much. The poor guy is doing his job now, unless he went to Vince and demanded to win the Rumble and be the top star. Shut the hell up. Take it out on just WWE on Vince. WWE is just a job like every other at the end of the day, and the employee is doing what the boss tells him to do. Now, this whole Roman can't talk thing. Is he the best? No, but he's far from the worst. And for this, you boo him. I'm sorry, since when can Brock cut awesome promos? And your precious effing Brian. When the hell did he become the best talker? The guy sucks too. And on roster... And on that, who roster Brian isn't even the best in-ring wrestler, not ever second. Because of you guys wanting him so effing much, and booing everyone because it's not Brian, made me dislike Brian so much. I can't stand now. Apparently he's disabled because of that. Anyway, he had his shot. I'm glad isn't listening to fans, because all we get is Brian, yes, 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 blah, blah, all the damn time. And he's not the best damn wrestler.
We get the point.
Let me just say, the person has a point that I don't necessarily think Reigns... Like, the point is, he could have been booked a hell of a lot better. A lot of this does fall onto Vince or creative or whoever. But as fans, who else can we boo? Who else could, like, how do we send the message that, oh, we're not enjoying the product right now than booing the person that we're not enjoying? I mean, what are we going to do? Like, go to Vince's house and boo Vince when he's like,
I mean, what would you want me to do? Turn up to Stamford, Connecticut, sneak in, go into a creative meeting and go, fuck off! And then leave? I can't do that. That's not possible. That would be weird anyway. Why the fuck would you want to do that? The point is, like, this guy's like, oh, fuck people saying yes, yes, yes. Oh, so you're saying fuck overness. Fuck the greatest thing we've had since fucking, I don't know, Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock. Brilliant. Great. Good one. No.
I think that my reaction, and I think I said this as a response, but my thing is that... At the end of the day, we're the fans, we're the audience, we're the ones spending our time and our hard-earned cash into this product. If we do not like what is happening, we have every right to say, I'm not going to invest my time and energy and money into a product that, frankly, I'm not enjoying. Why tell me that, fuck you, enjoy this? Well, no, I don't enjoy it, and I'm going to be vocal about that, because this is not what I want.
It's like Vince is like, you don't like what you like. I'll tell you what I like, damn it. Like, no.
Is it, again, this Jay and Barry, this, the best way I can put it, he says, why should WWE listen? They're doing their thing and you should be happy with that. And again, it goes back to, I said it on Bite Size, it goes back to the whole, like, remember the whole New Coke fiasco. If you don't like it, don't invest time, okay? The audience, we basically should be the ones that have the ultimate say. If we're being ignored, well, What's the point of us even being there? What's the point of us even investing our time and energy and
they
money into this?
It might as well not even exist. It's like the fans are the lifeblood of this thing. It's a consumer-driven product. Fact. If you don't have customers, you are fucked. It's like anything else. Retail, entertainment, fucking anything. Anything that involves customers, you don't get them, you're fucked.
The trouble is, people who are pissed off, they're not following through with cancelling the network or, do you know what I mean? They're just moaning, but then they're still watching Raw.
And no, because the majority, of them, their majority of them are fat, unemployed people who live in their parents' basement, oh, wow, just going online and complaining, but still invest in the Roman Reigns t-shirts because they want to be ironic.
That's what I'm saying. So on their end, WWE's end, they're not seeing a decrease in attendance. They're not seeing a decrease in subscriptions. They're not really seeing a decrease in...
The
rating went up after the Royal Rumble. So in their eyes, they're just creating controversy and people are still invested. That people are angry. The fact that people are angry... in their eyes, might be a sign that people
you
are...
You can't blame, really.
Yeah, it's a reaction. If no one reacted, and Roman Reigns won, and there was no reaction at all, and everyone just sat on their hands, then there would be a problem.
That's a good point, to be fair. I think the real problem is actually the fans. They say one thing, but then do another. If guys, literally, if you want Brian to be the next top guy... Don't invest in the company until they start listening. Yeah, that's just like literally buy thousands of his t-shirts. Don't even pay attention. Don't even boo Roman Reigns. Give him nothing. Nothing. Then they might start to actually start figuring stuff out. But at the end of the day, at the same time, they've got to hear those boos in that arena. They must have.
Well, Triple H's response on the Steve Austin thing, like the way he said it to me, it just told me that they have no clue what they're doing, because he was like, well, you know, the fans react and we kind of go with where the fans are. Basically, they didn't foresee this happening. And if they didn't foresee this happening at the Rumble, then they're fucking idiots.
Yeah. I could see what they were trying to do by eliminating Brian in the middle of the show. So, like, people might forget about it, but it killed the crowd. It's like, why? The main problem is, like, Brian and Ziggler are rumoured to be fighting at Mania. And it's supposed to be, like, the opening match. And that pisses me off so much, because it's like, okay, so you 1 year you had Rock and Austin, but you didn't have fucking Rock fighting at the start of WrestleMania 18. No, he fought Hulk fucking Hogan. So it's like, that's complete bollocks. When it's like, well, you don't see the same thing twice or the same level or the same caliber.
I don't know if that's a fair comparison, though, because Rock versus Hogan is a very different kind of match to Bryan versus Ziggler.
Yeah, I know, but that's my point. It's like a step down for Bryan. It's like, fucking, this is a total step down from being in the main event, or I don't know, fighting a main event caliber guy. It's like, or going for the title. It's like, what the fuck? It's a complete... I'm not saying Ziggler's bad or anything, but in like where they are at the moment, Ziggler isn't really being pushed as much as Brian has over the past year. So it's like, this whole, well, you were in the main event last year, but this year you're in the fucking opener. What?
Okay, all right, Andy. Let's play Booker for a second. How would you do this, then?
Fatal four-way at WrestleMania.
But how... you can't just say a match and just expect that to happen. Just
well,
it magically goes
me,
that way.
Let me explain. So I would have, I don't know, Brian and Reigns go to some kind of a draw. I don't know. Lesnar just comes out at F5s and fuck it. And that happened. He's just like, nope, fuck this, oh. F5. And then, so like, Hunter comes out, he's like, why did you do that, you stupid dickhead? So now it's because it's a draw. You both get to fight at WrestleMania against Lesnar. And then Seth Rollins comes in and is like, LOL, I'm cashing in, and I'm the only guy to ever cash in at WrestleMania. La, 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 la.
Andy Russo over here.
Ta-da! It's better than what we're going to get.
What I would have done at the Rumble, if...
I've just based that on the events that have already happened. I'm not going back in time going, if I booked the Rumble, I would have done this, because you can't go back in time.
Well, I think, like... we can all look back and say Brian shouldn't have been in the Rumble. But if he had to be in the Rumble, I would have had the authority come down, maybe J&J security or something, and unfairly eliminate Brian. So you take him out of the Rumble and you beat him down and you carry him backstage and you completely destroy him. And then Roman Reigns is coming to enter and he sees Brian getting loaded into the ambulance or something like that. And Brian calls him over and says, I know you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. People are expecting so much from you and all this shit. But I want you to go out there and do this for me and show the authority that we cannot be held down. So then he goes out there and wins with Brian's blessing. Maybe it wouldn't have worked 100%. But if they did boo him and it all just went to shit anyway, I know this wouldn't happen. But you could have had Reigns on Raw the next night, get really pissed off at the booing, calls out The Rock, blames The Rock for stealing his spotlight and interfering in the match, turns on The Rock, and then you have a heel. And he beats down The Rock or something like that.
But the thing is, no one can take away from Roman Reigns that he won the Raw Rumble. So he's one of how many people? Not that many. So fuck it, just let Brian win at this point. Because it's just, Reigns has been a total and utter failure. It's been a total failure.
I think if Reigns loses, though, you've completely ruined the investment in Reigns. If he goes on and wins, you could probably still get something out of it, and Brian's still going to be there.
Oh, I mean, not cleanly. I think something should happen where, I don't know, the authority fuck him over. I don't know. But this is the thing I don't understand. Why would they hate Roman Reigns? Why would the authority in kayfabe, why would they hate Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns is like the stereotypical fucking guy you would expect a superstar to look like.
I guess Triple H and all that were behind the turning on the Shield, though. And I guess it all stems from that, doesn't it?
But still, Roman Reigns looks like your stereotypical guy. Like, he's fucking tall. He has tall. He's, like, well-built. And I don't understand why.
That's why Vince likes him. He's spaffing everywhere. He's like, oh my god, he's got the look.
Oh god. Oh, I'm coming.
He's got tall, damn it.
Oh, Jesus. But that's the thing. I don't understand why the authority would be. I can understand why they'd be mad at Brian, because he looks like he hasn't had a wash, or he looks like an extra person from Mumford and Sons. So it's like, okay, fine, fair enough. I get that bit. But Reigns, it's like, I call bullshit on this. Like, why the fuck would anyone, like, why would they be like, no, we hate this fucking really tall guy that clearly has something. Oh, God, why? Why? That's another thing, I think, why the fans just hate it. Because it's like, no one can buy into this. If the fans don't buy into it, what the fuck? And even Triple H addressed this on the Steve Austin podcast. He was like, well, you know, in reality, we're actually pushing the guy, but, you know, we're trying to, like, in kayfabe, and, like, see, it doesn't make any sense! You stupid.
It's kind of, it's the Cena effect, like, the next generation. Like, he's chosen, the fans know he's, they've been talking about, like, this is another thing that I think has kind of ruined it as well. It's that people like Jim Ross, Steve Austin, fucking all these people in the business for the past year have been talking about whether Roman Reigns is ready or not. And the fans read all that shit. So they've kind of spoiled, like, the business has spoiled it for themselves, because they made the fans aware that he was going to win. And then they kept talking about whether he was ready or not. And you've got, like, Jim Ross saying, oh, I don't know if he's ready. Steve Austin, oh, I don't know if he's ready or not. It's like, well, what are the fans supposed to think if even these people don't know if he's ready or not?
I just don't understand what the logic is in having this. Like, I don't get it. I mean, the moment's going to be ruined because Brock needs to be a heel going into Mania. Cause he's the guy that beat the streak. He's the guy that beat Cena. He's the guy that, you know, he's annihilated fucking everyone in his wake. He's fucking beat the shit out of every single fucking person in front of him. He is. They've built this guy for a year. He ended the streak, which, by the way, I don't know if that was a good idea or not now because of all this shit. If you're just going to turn him face, it's like you needed a baby face and hell, even an underdog such as Brian. That would have been more compelling than guy that's now being booed and now you're going to have to turn Lesnar face. Like all that build and the streak ending and all that has now been worth nothing. It was for nothing. And that is the thing that I'm more annoyed about is because all of this shit that's happened now equates to fuck all because he's going to be a face. Brock will be a face going into the Rumble if Rain wins because Rain is going to be booed. And you got the exact same situation we had last year where it was like, oh, Batista versus Orton. What's the fucking point?
What do you think about the scenario that's been thrown out there where at WrestleMania, Paul Heyman turns on Brock Lesnar, aligns himself with Roman Reigns. If Brock Lesnar's leaving, that's fine. So Paul Heyman goes on and pretty much does the same thing with Roman Reigns as he's been doing with Brock Lesnar.
I have no interest. Like, why? No. It's two heels at this point. It doesn't matter if, I don't know, Jesus Christ himself came down and was like, I support Roman Reigns. I don't care. Like, I don't know if... there's no way you can save this. You need Brian in this main event. You need Brian.
Okay, here's another question. Are you going to renew your network subscription to watch WrestleMania? If you say yes, then WWE are happy and they don't really care what you think.
This is the double-edged sword with the
and
network,
you've just proven
right?
Why this whole system isn't working at the moment. You've just proven, because you're literally sat here complaining. You're like, will still reinvest in the network.
No. The network is a completely different beast.
No, it's
the
not.
Network, shut up.
I suppose there's other content that you
exactly.
is going
because
on
of
in
all
that
the
company
other content,
right now.
Because of NXT... And all the archive stuff.
No, doesn't matter. Because as WWE is seeing it, if you're investing in the WWE network, you like their product. You like everything about their product. Not you can't just pick and choose. You can't go, actually,
don't
I hate everything
Raw.
In WWE, but
Simple.
I keep it.
Don't watch Raw. Don't watch their live shit. Watch NXT.
Actually,
and be like...
considering we're in England, we don't even count in their ratings. So it doesn't matter what we do. So,
yeah, it doesn't matter what we do. Like, you could happily, like, not watch Raw. Because that's where their main storylines are playing out on Raw and SmackDown, right? NXT, by their description of it, is a completely different beast altogether. And the network has got all this other content. I don't think it would be, like, fair on the guys at NXT who are actually doing a good job, who are actually putting on really good matches or are busting their ass. I don't think that would be fair on them if all these million subscribers were like, fuck you, and leave. Like, that's not fair on them. And they would get the blame, probably. Not fucking Roman Reigns. They'd be like, fuck, these fucking indie flippy guys can't do shit. I'm Triple H. Right? That would be what would happen. So WWE are basically shafting us because fucking we're fucked if we hate it. We're fucked if we like it. We can't do anything. That's what happens when there's only one wrestling company.
Speaking of the networks, just a point I want to make. They just got the 1 million subscriber mark, right? And I just had a sort of revelation. They also announced that they have 5 million, is it Twitter followers or something? And each week on Raw, they get, 4 million viewers, maybe. How the fuck... do they think they're going to get more network subscribers? Their audience is not big enough. If you have 4 million Twitter followers. You're not going to get every single one of those followers to sign up for the network. So they're not going to get many more than a million viewers ever, if you ask me.
The network's geared towards people who have money. Kids don't have money. It's their parents that have got the money. So it's like, can I have the WWE network? No. Do you want to eat this mump, you stupid little shit? Right? That's kind of the problem.
Jesus.
Right? It's like, this is why I don't have kids. But the thing is, like...
And because of the street.
And shut up. What, right. I use contraception. It doesn't matter. Right. The point is, where were we going with this? Oh, yeah. So, like, it's like, this thing is geared towards adults. So this thing is just stupid. Right. Don't cancel the network. People are like, Liam's like, cancel the network. That's the answer. No, it's not the fucking answer, because everyone in NXT suffers and fucking... No, that's not the answer. Don't watch their fucking live program.
I just don't
see... storylines on. Simple. Done. Don't watch it.
I just don't see how this network is going to grow much more. Like, 1 million, apparently, is the break-even point. Anything after 1 million and they're making profit. I don't see half of their Twitter audience is going to subscribe to the network. That's not how... things work. Like, it's always about like 2% of people that follow you actually fucking watch or listen to things. Like, how the fuck do they think? There's just not a big enough audience, I don't think, to sustain this thing. So we might not have to cancel the network. It might go out of business in 5 years.
And it is a shame, because most of the content on there is actually quite good. So, well, speaking of stuff that was on the network, we might as well quickly, I mean, we have talked about the Steve Austin podcast, but if you also want to know about the network, our good friend and fellow colleague Sam Brooks has wrote an article on the Supla.com about the...
It's just Supla.com, Andy. Well fucking done, you mong.
On Supla.com. I always fuck that up. Supla.com.
Thehelpus.net.
You know what? Get that domain and then it'll just redirect. Anyway, the point is, Sam did an article. It's really good. Go view it. But for now, we'll talk about the stuff that he didn't talk about in his article. So, he talks about, Triple H talks about CM Punk. Basically, he says that the heat that he had with Punk was overblown. And he heard stories of said heat when Punk was in developmental, even before Triple H even knew who CM Punk was. Also, he said that he never had any personal issues with him. And they never exchanged words as if they were a problem. And Punk suggested that Paul is Triple H, Andy. Punk was a poor communicator and never aired his grievances in the proper manner. And this is a direct quote from Triple H himself. It's my regret, that we couldn't get past all this stuff with him, We didn't want him to... He didn't want to be here anymore, If this isn't his passion anymore, you can't be here anymore, You can't, I'm the game.
What did you just say at the end there?
You know what? I don't know.
Sounded like you said, you can't.
Hold on, I said, you can't. Oh. I put an R at the end, so it may have sounded like cunt. My bad.
I have no idea what we just said.
Basically, he's saying that, like, if he didn't want to be here in the WWE, then, well, he shouldn't really be there.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's a fair enough quote, but... I don't know, because Punk said one thing, Triple H said something else, so there's something in the middle probably.
Well, they're both...
Truth is in the middle of the two interviews.
They're both going to have their versions of what... Like, Triple H is not going to say, yeah, we just gave him Z-packs and told him to get on with it. So.
I'm taking a Z-pack right now, I'm the king.
What is a Z-pack? I just imagine this little blue bag of goo that, like, you just slap on yourself.
It's like X-Pac's cousin, Z-Pac. it's an oral drug. There we go.
Okay.
Zyfromax.
As opposed Z-Pac. To an anal drug.
You can take some. Why do we keep going back to anal? Damn it!
You said if it was. Never mind. I don't know.
Speaking of anal, so you also talked about China. That was terrible. But the question was basically, was China Hall of Fame worthy? And basically, because she's done porn, she'll never go into the Hall of Fame.
I have a massive problem with this, right? For two reasons.
Hulk Hogan did porn.
That's a good reason. That's a third reason. But two reasons. X-Pac was in the porn video that she first did. So if you're going to talk about China... Yeah, if you're going to talk about China, not well, she had.
Look how Andy says that as if he has experience.
There was two penises in that video, but X-Pac, he was in that porn video. So you brought him back for all these old school Raws and all this DX shit. So you're a hypocrite there. And China, right? She had sex on camera with other men. Okay, heterosexual, normal sex. I'm sure she probably enjoyed it. I don't know. But Triple H had sex with a corpse on television. Do you remember that?
Yep, I remember that now.
So,
I didn't want to. I fucking forced out my fucking memory with alcohol, but thanks.
So, what is he talking about? Get over it. It's 2015. If someone wants to do porn, it's fine. Like, who the fuck cares? He was on about, like,
Tyson,
what if he said...
Tyson's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he? And isn't he, like, a convicted rapist?
Yeah.
So that's
all
a
these
bit
things,
weird.
Like, and Triple H was like, "What happens if little Triple H got on Google and typed China? What would he find? First, he'd probably find a country. He'd be like, did you spell China wrong? Did you mean China?"
Like, okay, what would happen if I type your name in, Hunter? What will come up? I guarantee it'd be like fucking something strange. Right, let's go Triple H. I'm googling it, and oh, good, it's literally broken my fucking browser. Great. No, it literally is just a random picture of Triple H in a prison. Triple H on steroids. And Triple H with a load of money in his hand. Literally, I'm not kidding, that's a thing.
Triple H has money in his hand.
Yep.
Marvellous.
And it's just shit. Basically, it's utter shite. And also, it's just pictures of DX where he's doing the suck it pose. So basically, if little Triple H goes online and he goes, Daddy, what are you doing with your hands pointing into your penis?
Well, son, when I was 30, I was telling people to suck it.
Well, yeah. There was that woman in the front row that got her tits out.
And also, why, Daddy, why did you get your bum out on television? Well, you see, son, it was funny. The game.
One like, time, son, I pedigreed your mother and her tit popped out on the announce table.
Once, son, poo fell on the spirit squad. Wasn't that funny? He sounds more like Vince.
Yeah, basically, Triple H is a fucking hypocrite.
Well, he's not a hypocrite. He has to say these things, I guess, because he's in this corporate environment, so he's got to fucking say this shit. But it's like, come on, you've got worse people in your fucking Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So what? She loves sex. Anyway, what?
Is Jimmy Snooker in the Hall of Fame?
I think so, yeah.
Well, he murdered his girlfriend, and Vince McMahon.
So this Hall of Fame is bullshit anyway. What is it? What? When you really think about it, what the fuck is it really? It's just a bunch of names. That's it. There's no fucking monument. There's no fucking thing in Connecticut. It's just a fucking stupid thing that makes no fucking difference whatsoever.
You get a ring, though. But if if you're superstar Billy Graham, you sell it on eBay.
This is half the problem. It's like, who cares? Who really cares about this Hall of Fame? It actually means nothing when you really sit there and fucking think about it.
I just like the video packages. I'm happy with that.
You know what? Speaking of packages, there's a new dating policy in WWE. How's that work? So wrestlers are barred from dating any of the company's staff or executives. Independent contractors are not allowed to date real employees, but they can still mix with their own kind. And that is Keelan's words, because I directly copy and pasted.
But it's true, like...
their own kind. What the fuck?
You can't come anywhere near as people in suits. You're just the circus animal.
This is another thing about the Triple H thing. I love how this dating policy was a thing, like, now. Where if this was implemented in the 90s... Like...
Do you know why? Because he doesn't want little Triple H dating one of the divas.
is. It's like, I just, this is stupid. I don't get it. Why? Is this a thing in workplaces? Is this a thing?
I don't know any workplaces that have independent, well, I suppose, like, you're not allowed to sleep with the window cleaner if you're in the office, sir.
But it's funny because that's exactly how him and Steph met.
That's what I just said. It's like, how the fuck? I mean, like, I love how he probably was like, yep, this is fine. And everyone in the back is like, are you two, like, now divorced or something? Like, what the fuck?
I'm sure there was a thing, though, like, a little while ago, one of the divas was dating a cameraman or something. So,
who cares?
Yeah, but what the fuck happens now? It's like, sorry. They're just like,
sorry, you can't do that now.
Separate room.
What's this, like, Romeo and Juliet level of shit? What is this? Like, but we can't be together. You are a cameraman. And I am a diva. Like,
oh, what? No, I know what it is. They're setting up a new reality show where it's going to be, like, dating people.
Oh,
that
this is going to be on Total Divas. Oh. That's it. It's going to be on Total Divas. There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Someone's going to climb up, like, fucking Paige's hair through the hotel window or something.
I don't understand this. Like, surely people should be allowed to date whoever the fuck they want? Is this a... We're not, like, in some kind of fucking non-free country or free world thing now, are we? What the fuck?
Maybe they're trying to stop, like, I don't know, Summer Rae from blowing Kevin Dunn and getting, like, a title shot.
Was that a thing that happened?
I don't know.
Are you making that up? I thought this was like a breaking news.
We all kind of just fell silent because we were just like, is this breaking news?
You know something we don't?
I guess, like... If you got in with somebody in the office, like, maybe they would give you special favours, I don't know. Like, give you a push.
Has that ever happened?
I don't know, ask Roman Reigns, I don't know what he did.
Well, no, I'm not even going to go there. So, yeah, speaking of people that obviously didn't do that, Rey Mysterio is negotiating his WWE release. Rumours say that Ray has his release papers as of last week, but he simply has yet to sign them because he wants to finalise some details that are still being worked out.
Yeah, like the clause that says you can't work ever again for 20 years.
This is so dumb. Why does this company do dumb things?
I don't know.
He hasn't been on TV in, like, a year.
That's because he's trying to quit and they won't let him quit.
Why?
Because he sells masks, dammit.
But he hasn't been on TV for a year. Technically, his no-compete clause for a year has been done already. Who cares?
Just let him get a Lucha Underground, for fuck's sake. No one's going to watch it.
Like, Lucha Underground are going to be, like, a fucking major fucking name that could take out WWE. Fuck off. Just let him go. He's, like, he's got no working legs, basically. He's, like, he can't do flips. He can't do what he used to do. He wants to leave. Just let him go.
Look, I'm sorry, but Ray should have retired years ago. I don't know why it's only just being discussed now. The guy has not been able to do half, if not even... three quarters of what he used to be able to do for a good 5 years.
Let him go. He just wants to be a luchador somewhere else. Let him go.
Well,
I can't even. I have no. What, Andy? What?
Let Mysterio go. Booyaka, booyaka. I don't know. Is that how that song goes?
And you wonder why the streak isn't broken.
Did we talk about the streak on air, or was that just something off air?
No, it's made its way to on air.
It somehow made its way to the show, so now I can't escape it, which doesn't make me depressed. Anyway, so what's happening? Jeff Jarrett can now talk to Spike TV. Jeff Jarrett is free to talk to Spike.
Hi, Spike.
And it's doubtful that they're even remotely interested. Because Impact was dropped because advertisers were not willing to pay a reasonable ad rate for wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see. If Spike doesn't want TNA, I mean, I can see why they wouldn't even want TNA, even if they did want wrestling. But, like you said, it's the fact that they don't really want to be associated with that anymore. That's fine, that's up to them. So, I'm not entirely sure why Jeff would go to Spike, when it's been made quite clear that they have no intention of ever doing picking up anything wrestling related again.
They have Bellator. I don't think they care anymore about wrestling. So.
And especially because MMA is kind of taking over the spot that wrestling had during the Attitude Era.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, especially the last thing that Jeff Jarrett was involved in was TNA, and like, why should we trust you again? Like, it's just not going
to
happen.
No, to be fair though, in Jarrett's defense, when he was in charge, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but he founded the other company, so it's just like, well, can we trust you? Can we? People are dumb, Liam.
Well, then, yeah, I don't think they're going to want a brand new federation that or promotion that's not proven itself if they don't even want the one that was drawing regular ratings. Like,
unless they can, like, the only way I think it would ever happen is like with Bellator, basically Viacom own Bellator, so they just do whatever they want with it. That would be the only way. They would have to be able to shape it and mold it their own way. I can't see them just taking it in like an independent company. Like, here you go, fuck it. Speaking of things, New Japan, has it bought pro wrestling, Noah? Who knows? According to a Twitter post by someone, but we don't know who it is because I can't read that.
Great sourcing. A Twitter guy, someone on Twitter said some shit.
Yeah, well, it was like a guy, his name is in Japanese, so I don't know who
it's an official associated with one of those companies, I think.
There we go, that's better. So apparently, this is the Twitter post. So apparently I've been told that Super Crazy did an interview where he confirms that New Japan Pro Wrestling has bought Noah and Jado is booking it now.
Well, they did do that crossover tag match or whatever on the Jim Ross GFW Wrestle Kingdom thing. So they were working together, so that might...
I have also looked on their website, and a load of New Japan guys are on the Noah card, like on their cards now, so that may be true. But this would add to the dominance that New Japan Pro Wrestling has over the Japanese market and furthering the expansion of the company. Yeah, but it's a rumor right now, but if this is true, this would change the shape of professional wrestling globally. If you think of WWE buying WCW back in 2001, this would probably be the closest comparison and would be the biggest acquisition since. Pro Wrestling Noah, if you don't know, is famous for wrestlers who are now on NXT, such as Hideo Itami, formerly known as Kenta, Kenta Kobashi, Naomichi Ramafuji, and the late Masahiro Misawa, who founded the promotion in 2000.
I like how Andy can say the Japanese wrestlers' names.
This is the thing. I can say Japanese names perfectly, but I can't say fucking English names right at all.
Maybe you're secretly Japanese and didn't know it. Andy Kwananuchisawa.
Okay, let's see if I can read this name. Kalisto is being repackaged. The Mets fan forever insider man on Reddit said that WWE are considering repackaging the Lucha star Kalisto as a gay hairdresser. I'm not lying. This is a fucking thing. He has already tried out the gear and WWE are reportedly impressed with how he got into the role. So a flippy luchador who's really good may be turned into Rico.
Or Brutus the barber flippy guy.
Fuck sake.
Now,
leave it alone.
The thing is that this company has a it seems to pride itself on the fact that it's got a good relationship with that other organization, GLAAD. And now they seem to be jeopardizing it.
I thought they hated them for like other stuff years ago.
Oh, they did, but then they were like, oh, but be a star, you know? Like, I don't know why that's so English, but it's be a star, you know?
Be a star, chap.
Yeah, be a star, chap, yes. But now they seem to be, and it's clearly this is going to be a comedy character. I cannot see this character being sort of the next main eventer of WrestleMania.
The thing is, though, you can tell Vince McMahon was sitting there thinking, that's a great idea. We'll get the GLAAD people behind us. They'll think it's great. It's like, no, Vince. No, not every gay person is a fucking hairdresser.
You know what could be worse, person. Though? To be fair, you know what could be worse? They could give this gimmick to Darren Young.
How about they just give a wrestler who's gay a push?
Like Darren
and don't make a big deal about him being gay.
Because surely if you're being stereotypically gay, like camp and shit like that, wouldn't that be offensive?
Well, exactly. That's what I don't always understand about all these Okay, I'm gonna go on a rant now, but like all these TV presenters, like fucking Graham Norton and Alan Carr and all these people.
No, but, but that's how they act in real life. If you've got a guy that's like stereotypically like putting it on, surely that would be offensive, because this is an industry where people do a backstage in like interviews outside of stuff. If you have this guy who's like, "Yeah, I love pussy," you'd be like, "Oh, well, that's kind of fucked that up." So it's like, what? Why don't you just push someone? I don't understand.
This to me, though, this
it
to
shouldn't
me,
be a
honest,
thing.
This to me feels like it's almost like they're trying to do. It's almost like if a white guy came out in blackface.
Jesus, Liam.
Well, it is.
But like, the thing is, as well, it's like, why should a gimmick be? He's gay. That's his gimmick. Like, what?
Hang on. Maybe
it should be like it doesn't make. It shouldn't be a gimmick. It should be just like, here's a dude. He happens to be gay. Here's another person happens to be straight. Here's somebody else.
Yeah, well, if
she's a lesbian.
If it was like, real life and you're a wrestler, you're just a wrestler. Like, you might be gay, you might not be, but you're there to win the world title.
But I don't understand why.
If you're a hairdresser, why are you spending time hairdressing instead of, I don't know, training to fight?
Yeah, not all hairdressers are gay as well. This is really bad.
From a kayfabe point of view, it doesn't make sense. Why would a hairdresser be a wrestler?
Because Vince McMahon came up with Duke the Dumpster Drosy and the fucking goon who was a baseball player and fuck. Like, Vince is just an idiot.
That's a good point.
But my point is, it's like, you're distinguishing, you're like almost kind of singling somebody out because of that. And it's like, that's not good.
Well, look, it's the new day. Like, it's just bullshit.
Could you imagine? To me, this whole Kalisto, whatever, being a gay hairdresser, it's as if they did the New Day, but they got a, like, it was like the three-man band, but just put blackface on them, despite the fact one of them was black.
But the New Day is, like, borderline racist, because it's like...
The only thing that stops it being racist is that it's actually black people.
I'm not even sure what they're doing. Like, yeah. are they preachers? Are they, like, civil rights activists?
But
are they fucking James Browns?
The lyrics even suggest, I think it's something like, stop looking for someone to blame. And it's like, what? Like,
please call my name.
No, not that, you fucking idiot. But the thing is, it's like, in an era where there's, like, racial tension, like, never before since the fucking 60s, where, like, I can't breathe and all this stuff's going on. It's like, is this a good idea, Vince?
Well, like, my thing is, like, if they're going to
stop blaming other fucking people and white people, like, fuck off.
If they're going to tackle that subject, do it in a modern way.
Yeah,
not in the 30s. Like, what the fuck? Like,
typical, like, fucking, I don't know, like a fucking church.
The Nation of Domination was more modern than this is.
Yeah, it's just
the irony.
Like, it really is. And it's just like, they should just be like, fuck off, you racist white people or something. I don't know. But this would make more, it would be contemporary. It would make more fucking sense than these common name like fucking Liam doing that shit. Like, what the fuck? This whole fucking company is more backward than ever.
I wonder if this, quote, gay hairdresser, whether that was just a descriptor. Whether that was just, oh, he's going to be like this gay hairdresser thing. And they don't actually mean he's gay. They just mean he's a male hairdresser. But they all have to be gay, right? So,
I bet Vince... I'm surprised Vince didn't come up with the, I've got an idea, damn it. All right, Vince, what is it?
It's a hairdresser, damn it. But he's straight, but everything and everyone thinks he's gay, damn it.
Okay, Vince, great.
Why is it taking NXT guys who have got decent gimmicks now and are talented and just fucking them up? It's like the Ascension. They had something in NXT, and now they're just like, dun 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 dun, we're not the Road Warriors. Dun 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 dun. Like, what the fuck? We're the Illuminati, LOL. Like, what?
Yeah, what's that? What? They've got, like, they've got an all-seeing eye triangle and fucking all this symbolism, and they
for no reason. Yeah, it's like, what are they doing? Like, Vince probably was like, I've just discovered the Illuminati, LOL. Fuck it.
I'm the head of it.
His eyes got red. But no,
I'm going to screw the Illuminati, damn it.
I am. I'm better than that, damn it. The thing is, it's like, this company is so backward. It's so backward. Like, a gay gimmick and this black preacher thing? Like, what?
The thing is, you know for a fact, like, I know they've hired all these writers from Hollywood and people like, oh, they're just rejects from television, whatever. But, look. The person who's doing this is Vince. There's no one else on this planet that thinks any of these things are a good idea. It just doesn't happen. Like, normal people that have lived normal lives, that haven't been on the road with WWE for 50 years in your little office, like, not speaking to anyone else. He's the only person that can come up with...
Why have all these writers, then? I'd never understood this. Why have an entire writing team
because
where you sit in a classroom in some fucking...
It's your day, Steve. The business has evolved. It's changed. We're a public company now. Like, the only reason he has all these writers, I think, is just so he can say... If someone in the media comes up to him and asks him about WWE, he can say, we've got all these writers from Hollywood. We're like a soap opera. We're mainstream. Look at us. That's the only reason. They can just say, we have writers.
If you want to cut a load of costs, and if you're just going to ignore these fuckers anyway, why don't you just fire them? You're not going to fucking like listen to them anyway. Or, I don't know, go away and let these people who might actually be talented and not have this fucking weird concrete ceiling that they can't fucking break. Where it's just like, oh, hey, we have a great idea, Vince. We got these guys in NXT. They're called the Lucha Dragons. They're really good. They do flips. Everyone loves them. Everyone chants, Lucha, Lucha. Everyone loves it. No, we're going to turn one of them gay, damn it. What? Can you imagine if they brought in Rey from WCW, like, originally in 2002? Like, hi, I'm Rey Mysterio. I'm really well known. I do flips. You're going to be gay. What? Can you imagine that? Of course you couldn't, because that's fucking stupid.
Anyway, on that note...
Yeah, sorry.
I think we should probably start trying to wrap up.
Okay. So, basically, WWE... You can fuck off. I have been Andy Kwan.
I have been WrestlingPundit.com editor Keelan Balderson.
And I have been Michael! I mean, Liam, sorry. It's still coming through. And we'll see you all on Bite Size next week.
Bye.
Don't sing with it, guys. Just leave it. Just leave it. Just let it play. Just let it play.
Let it play. No.
Just want it to play some more. I bet it stopped. And I'm singing. Oh, fuck. Cut.
That's blatantly playing at the end now.